Welcome to episode number 40. Today we're talking about coaching and mentorship.
Welcome to Transforming Procurement Podcast with Lourdes Koss, the show dedicated to help procurement professionals in their transformation journey. Lourdes believes that procurement professionals have the potential to add great value by becoming the best version of themselves.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Transforming Procurement with Lourdes Koss. I'm Lourdes Koss, and today we will explore the pathways to success in leadership and personal growth. We're going to be diving into the transformative power of coaching and mentorship. As a former CPO, I understand the unique challenges faced by procurement professionals, especially in government. So let's explore how coaching and mentorship can propel us forward in our careers and in our lives. First of all, let me just kind of clarify the terms. Coaching and mentorship are often used interchangeably, but they serve very distinct purposes. Coaching involves a structured process where a coach guides individuals to achieve specific goals, providing support, feedback, and accountability along the way. A professional coach has the necessary training, certification, credentials to help the coachee achieve their goals, right? On the other hand, the mentorship is more about long-term guidance and wisdom sharing, where a more experienced individual, the mentor, nurtures the development of a less experienced person, the mentee. The mentor has knowledge and experience that we don't yet have, and we want to learn from them. Now, the fact that it's a mentor doesn't mean that it's older. Sometimes there could be reverse mentoring, right? Now that I clarified the difference, let me talk about why coaching is crucial for leadership success. As leaders, we're often tasked with making tough decisions, navigating complex situations, and inspiring our teams. A coach can offer valuable perspective, challenge your assumptions, and help hone our leadership skills. Through coaching, we can identify blind spots, leverage our strengths, and unlock our full potential as leaders. Mentorship is equally vital to our professional growth, especially in government procurement roles, right? A mentor can provide insight knowledge, offer career guidance, and help us navigate the intricacies of the procurement landscape. Whether it's understanding regulations, building relationships with stakeholders, or advancing our careers, a mentor's wisdom can be invaluable. They can also introduce us to people that we should know, right? One common misconception is that coaching and mentorship are only for those at the top. And that couldn't be further from the truth. In reality, everyone can benefit from these supportive relationships, regardless of their position. By breaking down hierarchical barriers, fostering a culture of learning, and embracing mentorship programs, organizations can cultivate a more inclusive and empowered workforce. Of course, embarking on a coaching and mentorship journey isn't without its challenges. Finding the right coach or mentor, establishing trust, and maintaining commitment require time and effort. However, the rewards far outweigh the obstacles. By investing in our growth and development, we set ourselves up for long-term success and fulfillment in our careers and in our lives. If you're an NIGP member, they have a mentorship program, so there's no cost to it. So therefore, money is not a barrier. So elevate your journey with a mentor by your side. So what are some of the benefits of mentorship and coaching? Well, you get personalized guidance. Both coaching and mentorship offer personalized guidance tailored to your specific goals, challenges, or even aspirations. Skill development. Coaches and mentors provide opportunities for skill development, helping you enhance your leadership, communication, problem-solving, and decision-making abilities. There's increased self-awareness. Through perhaps reflective exercises, feedback, and dialogue, coaching and mentorship can deepen your self-awareness, helping you understand your strengths, your weaknesses, values, and blind spots. Then it's accountability. Coaches and mentors hold you accountable for your actions, commitments, and progress, motivating you to stay focused and disciplined in pursuing your goals, because that's what you want, right? It helps you kind of expand your network. Engaging with coaches and mentors exposes you to diverse perspectives, experiences, and networks, expanding your professional and personal connections. It can be a confidence booster as you receive validation, encouragement, and constructive criticism from your coach or mentor. Your confidence and self-belief grow, enabling you to take on new challenges and opportunities with courage. Another one could be accelerated growth. Coaching and mentorship accelerate your learning and growth by providing you with insights, strategies, and resources that you may not have discovered on your own. Career advancement. In the context of career development, mentorship can provide guidance in navigating organizational politics, identifying advancement opportunities, and building a strong professional reputation. It also offers emotional support, right? Beyond professional development, coaches and mentors offer emotional support, empathy, and encouragement during challenging times, fostering resilience and well-being. Then life satisfaction. Ultimately, coaching and mentorship contribute to your overall life satisfaction by helping you achieve your goals, fulfill your potential, and lead a purpose-driven life. Now, how do you choose a mentor? First of all, you want to clarify your goals. Before you seek a mentor, clarify your goals and areas where you seek guidance, whether it's career advancement, personal development, or skill acquisition. Have clear objectives. Having clear objectives will guide your mentorship search. Next, identify potential mentors. Look for individuals who have achieved success in the areas you want to progress in. This could be within your organization, the industry, or broader professional network. Consider mentors who demonstrate qualities you admire and aspire to emulate. Then you gotta take into consideration the access and access compatibility, right? Evaluate the potential mentor's communication style, values, and availability to ensure compatibility. A successful mentorship relationship thrives on mutual respect, trust, and rapport. Now, you can have different mentors, recognizing that you may need different mentors for different aspects of your life or career. For example, you might seek one mentor for leadership development, another one for technical expertise, and yet another one for personal growth. So embrace the idea of having a mentor, sort of a mentor board of directors, right, to guide you in various facets of your life. So how do you get started? Well, you just initiate contact. Reach out to potential mentors with a clear and concise request, expressing your admiration for their expertise and explaining why you believe they could be a valuable mentor to you. Be respectful of their time and be open to the possibility of maybe not rejection, but maybe they're not in a position to offer that mentorship or devote the time or something. Now, you want to cultivate the relationship. Once you've established a mentorship relationship, nurture it by showing appreciation, actively seeking advice, and following through on commitments. Now, remember that mentorship is a two-way street, and you have valuable insights to offer in return. You want to, once you have the mentor, you want to regularly seek feedback from your mentor on your progress, challenges, and areas for improvement. Be open to constructive criticism and use it as fuel for growth and development. So by choosing mentors thoroughly and leveraging their guidance strategically, you can accelerate your personal and professional growth across multiple dimensions of your life. Now let's go to a coach. Now, coaches have a different role. In the area of strategic planning, coaches can assist you in creating a clear, actionable plan to achieve your goals. By breaking down your objectives into manageable steps and establishing timelines, and can help you make progress more efficiently. It comes with accountability. Coaches hold you accountable for your actions and commitments. Knowing that you have someone to report progress, to motivate you to stay focused, and to take consistent action towards your goals, and therefore accelerating your journey. Coaches also help you to anticipate and overcome potential obstacles that may hinder your progress. By identifying challenges early on and developing strategies to address them, you can navigate setbacks more effectively and maintain momentum towards your goals. Coaches also offer valuable feedback on your performance, helping you refine your approach and make necessary adjustments. Their objective perspective can highlight areas for improvement that you may not have noticed on your own, allowing you to progress more rapidly. It also helps with building your confidence. Coaches provide support, encouragement, and validation as you work towards your goals. Their belief in your abilities boosts your confidence and self-efficacy, enabling you to take bold actions and pursue ambitious objectives with greater speed and determination. Coaches can help you leverage your strengths and resources effectively to optimize your progress. Whether it's connecting you with maybe relevant networks, recommending useful tools and resources, or providing expert advice, they enable you to make the most of available opportunities, accelerating your path to success. That's what we want, right? That path to success. So coaches help you to stay focused on your priorities and avoid those distractions that may derail your progress. By aligning your actions with your goals and values, they ensure that you allocate your time, energy, and resources efficiently, leading to faster results. Coaches celebrate your achievements and milestones along the way, reinforcing your sense of accomplishment and motivating you to continue striving for excellence. The recognition of your progress fuels your determination and commitment, driving you towards your goals with even greater speed and enthusiasm. Now, coaches also assist you with adapting your strategies as needed to stay on course towards your goals. By regularly assessing your progress and evaluating the effectiveness of your approach, you can make timely adjustments and course corrections, minimizing delays and maximizing your efficiency. Coaches also create a supportive environment where accountability is valued and prioritized. By fostering a culture of accountability within a coaching relationship, you develop habits of discipline, consistency, and resilience that accelerate your progress and propel you towards your goals at a faster pace. So in summary, by partnering with a coach, you can leverage their expertise, support, and guidance to achieve your goals more quickly and efficiently. Their strategic insights, accountability mechanisms, and encouragement empower you to overcome obstacles, maximizing resources, and maintaining focus, accelerating your journey towards success and fulfillment. Now, it's never also late to have a coach. I have coaches, I have mentors, and I'm retired, but I'm still growing. So it is never too late. We don't have it all together. You know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room to progress to the next step, whatever that step might be, right? So as I wrap up this episode, I encourage you to reflect on your own journey as a procurement professional. Have you considered the role of a coaching and mentorship in your development? Are there areas where you could benefit from guidance and support? Now remember, leadership is a journey, not a destination. And coaching and mentorship can be powerful companions along the way. Okay, friends, that's all I have for today. I am going to put a link of my free leadership newsletter in the show notes. Feel free to subscribe and get the value that you can from it. My goal is to add value to you. So if it adds value to you, feel free to continue receiving it. I'll also put the link to the Live to Lead event. The last day for the event is the end of February. So make sure that if you have not seen the event, listen to the speakers. If you're in a leadership journey, I'd advise you to take advantage of the programs and the opportunities for growth and development. Okay, that's all I have. Until next time, be well, my friend.
Until next time, add value, grow, and transform.